This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is part of the show. Showtime brings us Victoria Keelan and Kara Schellen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. As we look around the nation and around the world, you'll all be happy to know that there's a new ISIS, Daesh, I call them, a new Daesh video showcasing their troops and how strong they are. Their fighting spirit, if you will. This video lines up the troops in front of a camera, and these are troops, and then what appears to be their commanding officer goes up and down the line kicking the soldiers in their genitals so that they can show the whole world how strong they are. This is kind of a baffling exercise, but this is what they do to harden the new recruits. Kick them in the you-know-whats. And so you can see these. There's a handful of terrorists.
Can I go over? Because I would also like to kick them in the you-know-what. Not as training, but, you know, just as a little, what for?
Part of their training is to get kicked in the groin repeatedly so that they build up their strength there, whatever that means. Their ability to endure pain, I guess, is part of it. So this is... And by the way, there's a disclaimer to one of the videos saying that there is no evidence to show that the practice caused serious harm or pain to the recruits. That's the translated version of it.
Says no man ever.
Right.
Yeah, right. I don't know that I should pursue that conversation too much, but anyway, continue on into the boys' world. This business of the NFL and who's going to do what during the national anthem, what a shame this has become, if you'll pardon the pun, the football, the political football, social, conversational football that it is. Or is it? Is it good that this stuff comes out? It's one thing after another. Apparently Roger Goodell has been meeting with the athletes themselves, and the league is planning to work with some of these athletes. What does that mean? Why do they have to work with them? They're trying to convince them that this is not the right thing to do? Or what's your problem? Are you going to get therapy because you're black and you've been abused? And what are they going to do? This is... Goodell says... Didn't Trump say that Goodell is demanding that all of the players stand for the national anthem?
Trump didn't say that. Roger Goodell said that. He sent a letter to the president, to the owners of the teams, and he said, look, I think these guys should be standing. And so it looks like they're going to probably either put something in the player contracts or in the operation manuals, because that's the problem now. There's no stipulation in the players' contracts that says they have to stand. The NBA has that. The NFL doesn't. But in the operations manual for football games, it says that the players need to be on the field, on the sidelines, holding their helmets during the national anthem. So that's the rub. Is it required or not?
It's just the number of things you can laugh at. You can be serious about these things until you start to laugh about them. I think that this whole thing is. I'm not black, obviously. So even though Rich McFadden loves to tell the story about this guy that called one day to the program about 10 years ago and said, is Doug Steffen black? And Richie's response to him was something along the lines, I assure you, sir, that Doug Steffen is the whitest person that you'd ever meet. I'm someone who believes in diversity. Matter of fact, I wrote a campaign statement last night, or I should say Meredith and I wrote it. She probably wrote more of it than I did. We created a statement that this fellow that I'm backing for mayor in our new city government in Framingham, one of the stories I tell is about diversity, growing up in a town that was very diverse and trying to keep the diversity as part of our history going forward, or what the history, what will be written about Framingham, or what will be felt by the people who live in Framingham as we go forward. The town is like a lot of other towns, and I've said this, I think, before, as a microcosm. Town's falling apart. The town's in horrible shape, had horrible management, political leadership, administrative leadership, and has gone downhill for the past 20 years. And when I was a kid growing up, this was a fabulous place. And now it's a confused place. One of the things that has been discussed, by the way, through our campaign has been whether or not Framingham ought to be a sanctuary city. And one of the things that has blown up lately about Framingham is the number of people who are being protected in the Brazilian churches. There are three Brazilian churches in Framingham, and the number of people who are here illegally that have been protected. And, you know, you can look around now. If you want to nose around, you can find a lot of, apparently not even in my neck of the woods, but all around the country, I didn't realize this, how many churches were being used as sanctuaries for the illegals. This is a whole movement. Did you know that? Any of you know? Or do you know of any circumstances where maybe even in your, we all know about what goes on in California and how people are dealing with the sanctuary movement there. But I wonder if either Kara or Victoria or any of the folks listening have heard the stories. I was shocked when I found this out, but it's part of what's going on in town here because we have a lot of illegals.
Yeah, I haven't
Brazil
heard any
here.
Stories of, like, organized, you know, I guess, protection.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible. I mean, one of the towns near me is a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard of any specific. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are churches at least helping out people, providing stuff for them.
So is that appropriate? If you're a member of a church and you believe in God and rules and whatever, so is this hypocritical because it's against the law to do it? Is the church supposed to be a place where people go to break the law?
I guess it depends what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, if you're
breaking the law, they're harboring people.
Well, I'm saying, I guess it depends what the. So if I don't think it would be out of the realm of something a church would do if they're not necessarily housing them, but if there are people in the area who need food or clothing or I don't know shelter, and you're
a lot
looking
of shelters
out for people.
Are run by churches too, yeah,
then I guess on one hand I'm not surprised. Because, you know, you're supposed to be people helping people, and I think, you know, when it comes to God, it's all about all people and not necessarily
right.
just, oh, is this person a citizen of our country? But is it right? I don't know. But
I mean, I don't think in good conscience they would turn someone away, you know, who needs help or shelter or whatever. I mean, if the government's going to figure out what they're going to do, then that's what they're going to do. The church is separate.
Jennifer?
I would have no problem with the church. I mean, that's kind of what churches are there for, not necessarily finding sanctuary for illegals. But, I mean, churches are there to provide help for people. What frosts me is that government money, our taxpayer dollars, the money that we all spend every day that we work hard for, goes to the legal defense of people who are illegal, who have illegal status, and who are coming out of jail because they committed a crime, and they're getting sanctuary status by cities and now states. California is a sanctuary state. That, to me, is ridiculous because my money is going to protect people who have not only committed or broken the law by coming here, but they've also broken the law once they got here. And so, for me, that's much more problematic than having a church volunteer to help somebody who might be
but
here.
But the two of them are working in league, in force together. They're breaking the law.
But I agree with what Jen's saying, though. There is a difference between an immigrant who has not created, who has not broken the law, who is seeking sanctuary in a church or whatever.
He's breaking the law by being here illegally.
Okay, well, every illegal has broken the law at least once by getting
right.
here illegally.
Yeah, by being here.
Right, but the difference, I thought what Jen was saying, the difference is someone who's, who's you know, committing crimes while they're here beyond being here illegally.
That's right. So here's what I'm so proud of.
And I agree with you, Jen. I don't want my tax dollars paying for that either. I think that's ridiculous, and I think that's where the system gets so muddied that someone has got to get in there with an X-Acto knife and carve out the people who are trying to do it the right way versus the people who are not.
But a lot of the political structure, and I'm sorry, Doug, it's all you. But part of the reason for these sanctuary states is that a lot of people, and this is kind of, it goes back to political motivations. In California, they're doing this protection because the next thing they want to do is allow non-citizens to vote because they want to increase their voting bloc. And so there's all a plan. I mean, none of this is just by chance. There's all a reason behind what's happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's a corruption that's just unacceptable here, and that's why you wonder how far it goes and where the line gets blurred. I just started to say I was so proud of the three of you because I try to do this at least once a day during the course of the program to get us onto a social issue or a social plane or a values, some sort of values discussion, so that people who are frustrated or concerned or wonder feel like they're not alone, because these discussions, whether you know it or not, come up frequently all over the country. And I use my own town here as an example. I wouldn't have thought that this was going on. There's a guy that I just saw a story of. He's been in his church for 7 months. And they bring him food and he sleeps in the church. And because the guys from ICE came by and told him, you know, this is another stupid. They show up at the house on Friday at 7 o'clock and say, we're going to come get you Monday at 10. Be here.
Genius.
What a bunch of stupids. My God. And it's just that kind of, well, make sure you're here at 10 so we can deport you. Yeah, of course he's going to be there at 10 o'clock on Monday morning so they can deport him. God. And that's, by the way, back to your tax dollars being used, Jennifer. That increases the sort of stupidity involved in this kind of stuff. And I think I said yesterday or the day before, or someday this week anyway, I have a huge tax liability that I've just found out about. And Meredith and I were talking about it last night. You know, I owe the money, but what are they going to use it for? And this is why there's a resistance, this tax resistance. And by the way, the whole business about the tax reform that's coming up, part of it is based on people seeing how the money's being spent, and they don't want any part of it. So cut people's taxes and then figure out how to cut spending, because there is so much fraudulent money that's being run through the system when you think of the individual toll that it takes on people who spend the average of, what, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a year in federal taxes, the average family pays, how hard they work for that, and then to have it, like, frittered away. And you wonder why there's an underground economy. Remember all the things that Reagan used to say about the underground economy? We've got to fix it by changing the tax structure, which I'm for. I believe we should not have an income tax. I believe we should have a sales tax. So that is, everybody who is a consumer pays along the way. But that's a huge debate and discussion that probably won't get settled in our lifetime. But it's just a part of all of this stuff, how the money is being spent. 20 after the hour.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sitting there at the counter was a dark-headed stranger, me and the owner and her keeping warm. Nodded hello, and I said, it's a cold one. Looks like there might be a buzzer tonight. Yes, said the owner, there's a big storm on the mountain. We'll make the road, we could be here for hours. There's nothing for miles.
Yes,
and it's too late to get.
If you remember this voice, you're not crazy thinking to yourself, I don't know this song. I've never heard this song from John Denver before, because it's being released today. The family of John Denver, his estate, commemorating this week the 20th anniversary of his death with a song that was, this has never been heard before from him anyway. Remember Judy Collins? Some of you may remember the Blizzard from Judy Collins. But on the official John Denver website, the song is now available, called The Blizzard. It's also available at digital retail establishments, streaming services, that sort of thing. The song was recorded during the early 90s and even sent Collins a demo of his version of the song, but never put it out before his death, October the 12th, 1997. And it's one of the weirdest things, the people who speculate about whether he wanted to commit suicide or not. He got into this little, almost a paraplane that I think he had built. He was a flyer. He had his own, you know, he had a pilot's license and stuff. But he got into the plane. There was no fuel in it. So it took off and crashed. And that was the end of John Denver. He was fabulous. His songs, I have two or three of his CDs, and his voice and the spirit of the songs that he sings, just fabulous, fabulous. His real name was John Duesenberg, and he came from Denver, and the record producer said, you can't use that name. So he said, what name can I use? Well, you're from Denver, right? Oh, yeah, okay. So became John Denver. His fans, man, you talk about people who are my age and maybe in that under...
I grew up with them. My mom loved John Denver. That was the music of my childhood. Listen to John Denver on the weekend.
Yep. I guess there were some other songs that they found in this, wherever it was, some kind of a closet. And the family says they don't feel like they want to put them out yet. There are a few left continuing to digitize some of the reels. You know, you can say this is great for the fans. Won't be bad for the business of the family either. And so anyway, they're working on some initiatives around some of the other songs for next year. The Blizzard, among several Denver-released projects surfacing this year, is a new compilation, John Denver, the Windstar Greatest Hits, due out December 1st on vinyl and online for the blue vinyl version for Cracker Barrel. That's an interesting place. Yeah, I guess would fit selling stuff in a Cracker Barrel. There's an audiobook version of Denver's 1994 memoir, Take Me Home, now in paperback and Kindle. An exclusive Audible.com edition is ready, read by Denver himself. This guy is a fabulous talent. So, where do we go from there?
This sounds very medieval fair to me, but okay.
Well, it just, but you get into
I know that I'm not the demo. I don't get it.
No.
I know, but yeah.
It's very John Denver. This song is very, very John Denverish. Elton John in the musical news today. In the aftermath of the car crash that killed Diana, her sister invited Elton John to sing at the funeral. Who doesn't remember that, who was alive then? Seeing him sit in front of the piano.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
John was 50. Then he phoned his lyricist, Bernie Taupin, and they
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Microcosm of what's going on in the world, discussions of important issues, and
what the heck.
We have a lot of fun with our conversations and our camaraderie here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. Sure to check us out, the weekly podcast of the DJV show, which features some of the best moments on the air and a few of the moments off the air. The discussions, I usually stay out of those discussions, but there's a certain amount of, discussion about makeup and what is the right place to go to buy new shoes. All that exciting stuff comes forward.
Hey, that is exciting.
I know it is. It is. I get it. Okay, continuing to go around the nation and the world with things that sometimes are obvious and sometimes not so obvious. There's an obscure law which has kept Congress from getting the facts about guns. And the focus, certainly, since the Las Vegas shooting last week, this is responsible for the resurfacing of a lot of calls from various corners for stricter gun control laws. But there's a law that exists that could hinder Congress from addressing the issue. In fact, and I'm guessing many of you, if not most of you, don't know the Dickey Amendment. The Dickey Amendment effectively prevents the Center for Disease Control and Prevention from researching gun violence. Apparently, the CDC used to sponsor research into these incidents, just like it does for smoking and AIDS and other public health hazards. That went on until 96, when the Dickey Amendment was passed in a budget bill. This is one of those things, and this is why I get so creeped out by what gets done with my money and your money in terms of paying the bill, because these bums, they have their pet projects, mm-hmm. and they get them, they sneak them in.
Yeah, totally.
I remember when...
everything.
It does. Ted Kennedy wanted to get a... there was a bill, he had a friend that ran the National Oceanographic or whatever they called it down in Woods Hole. Because they had a place on the Cape and they became friends with these people. And it's a great research facility. But they needed money and Congress said, no, you can't have money for a particular project they wanted to research. And it was $27 million. So Kennedy and his influence got the $27 million added to a bill that had nothing to do with anything. I don't even remember. I'm trying to remember. It was like in the 70s, 70, I want to say 77, 78, somewhere in there. And it didn't become known what happened until well after the fact, when people realized that the funding actually got to the National Oceanographic or whatever in Woods Hole. And they researched where the money came from, and it was pasted into a bill that was passed at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday when, you know, nobody was there. Nobody reads these bills anyway. And so this is also what happened with the Dickey Amendment. The law stripped the CDC of funding that it was using to research firearms and blocked it from spending any money to advocate or promote gun control. So that scared off any researchers worried about losing federal money for other studies for other things. So now, as the problem surfaces again, lawmakers attempting to find out what really some of the stats are to combat gun problems and craft stuff like this bill. I don't believe there are a lot of new laws in this, just to, you know, enforce the ones that are there. But the idea of this bursting thing, what do they call it? Bump?
That bump stock bump or shock stock, or something.
Whatever it is.
Something,
yeah.
It's the bump stock.
Bump stock.
Yeah, the bump stock.
Yeah. All right, so anyway... there's no real information, and then people are asking, well, where's all the stats? And then somebody went back and figured out what happened. And that's what happened. And that's what does happen in a lot of circumstances. So now that it's
the gun debate for a second.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how weird this shooting thing is going? I mean, that there's something going on here. Did you guys hear about the break-in?
There's something else, but there's more to it. No, but I want you to update us because you've been following carefully.
Oh, my gosh, I can't help but feel like I'm just... I think I'm paying so much attention to it because it just doesn't make any sense. And not that this kind of thing ever makes sense, but at least you can find what was in his head, what the motivation was. Apparently... a couple of nights ago, even though the house is under heavy surveillance by the FBI, a group of people broke in to the home of Stephen Paddock in Reno. You know, he had a couple of homes throughout Nevada. They broke into his Reno house, and no one knows what they took. The FBI then went back and started researching the scene in case they might have missed something, and they don't know exactly if these guys got away with anything, if they were robbing him for a purpose, or if, you know, what exactly was going on. And then you couple that with the fact that on Monday, the sheriff in Las Vegas completely changed the timeline of events. And now they're saying that the security guard who was supposed to have stopped the shooting was actually shot before the rampage even took place, and that a worker saw this all go down and called the police to let him know where this gunman was on the 32nd floor, it doesn't make sense as to why the police showed up so much later than they should have. There's so many different things at play. They even looked at this guy's brain to see if there was any mental, you know, anything going on internally in his brain.
Yeah.
And nothing. It came back negative. So there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. If they're trying to paint the picture of mental illness and they're trying to say he acted alone, then why in the world are they putting up billboards around Las Vegas asking for tips in this case?
It's pretty amazing how corrupt many aspects of our system are. And whether you never know what anymore people's motivations are. Is somebody else with money involved and was a friend of this guy's, and or maybe put him up to it, or maybe put money into it to create more attention for... I think we said yesterday, the day before, that there are some people who think this guy was put up to it because there are people who want more gun control. There's always that. You know, there's all these conspiratorial things, and who knows what's true?
Have they ended the questioning of the girlfriend? Because that seemed to kind of come and go pretty quickly. Like, I was paid $100,000 and I didn't know anything and that was it.
Yeah, they questioned her for a full day, like 6 hours, I think. But now the news was yesterday that the TSA put her on the no-fly list because I guess maybe they're afraid she might try to take off again.
Right. I mean, she was, you know, married to two people at the same time. I mean, she's obviously, you know, a shady character. So she maybe was going after him for his money. And I mean, I think there's a lot more there. And obviously she can sit and deny it all day long and say, oh, I didn't know anything more. And, you know, they're not going to torture her. So I don't know that. I think there's a lot more to it with her.
Yeah.
But we're never going to know.
There's usually a lot more to most of this stuff.
Yeah, we're never going to know.
And what you ever figure out, because we get... You know, everything gets clouded by the smoke that comes from other things that go on that attract. It's like the shiny penny on the sidewalk. What's the next thing that's going to attract the American attention, whether it's the fire or whether it's Harvey Weinstein or do we go kill Kim Jong-un? You know, what's the next thing? The next thing is sports, actually. Let's get the sports focus here on Joan Namath. Who is a Hall of Famer. I think we talked about Mike Ditka, didn't we, the other day, and his statements. So now people are asking some of the strong older guys that are around, like Joan Namath, because he's a New Yorker, Victoria, why don't you take this just because arbitrarily I'll throw stuff.
We get segregated by coasts.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
right.
The comment that Mike Ditka made, which was considered to be pretty controversial, is that he was talking about the people taking a knee during the anthem, and he made the comment that he had not seen any oppression in the U.S. in the last 100 years. So that was pretty controversial. And so, of course, fellow Hall of Famer Joe Namath was asked about this. He was on Fox and Friends, and he said, look up the definition of oppression and you understand that it's obviously taken place. I think everyone can kind of agree with that. He was then asked about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, and he said, going back to what Colin Kaepernick initially did, it was to point out some injustice that's being done to the black race, or to people that obviously when you look, and he said, and I say obviously, some of these dash cams and shootings that were done to unarmed people. He said he was reaching out, meaning Colin, to try to get it more investigated. That's where the oppression thing comes in. Namath said that he believes that the message of NFL protests during the anthem have turned into a national dialogue about patriotism and the flag rather than the intended message, which was standing up to racial inequality. And when he was asked if he would take a knee during the anthem, he said he wasn't ready to go that far, but he added, I'm not there, but I've never walked in a black man's shoes either.
Pretty interesting comments.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting comments. Hi, Jen. The U.S. has failed to reach qualification for the first time in, 20-some-odd years for the World Cup next year?
Yeah, that seems to be the issue. I love how you give me the story about Russia. Maybe because I like Donald Trump? I don't know. All right, for the first time since 1986.
Was not intentional, I promise you.
I know. Well, you know, we, and believe me, Russia's a stretch with this World Cup, but you know, it's fine.
Right, yeah.
For the first time since 1986, the men's U.S. men's national team will be watching the World Cup from home. They fell 2-1 to Trinidad and Tobago, and they failed to qualify for Russia in 2018. An early own goal from Omar Gonzalez set the tone for the defeat before Trinidad and Tobago doubled their lead at the 37-minute mark.
That's right. I gave you the story because you're from Southern California and there's a Hispanic in the story.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, boy.
We were better with my Russian.
Yeah, you were better at just not saying anything.
The coach was really disappointed. He said after the game that it was his job to get the team qualified for the World Cup, and he didn't do it. He said, we have no excuses. We failed today. We should have walked off the field with at least a point. The U.S. loss could not have been a bigger shock heading into the final game of qualifying. The Americans were safely within the automatic slots with only a point needed to secure their ticket to Russia, and sadly, those great play soccer playing Trinidad Toboggans knocked out the United
and they're not
States.
Even
you know they're
going to
have a plaque. I know they're going to have a plaque made because they
weren't
they out the
weren't
US
they
team.
Ranked like the last the worst
yes.
team. Oh God! Now
I mean we could have had peewees on the field doing better than this. I mean this was horrible.
Here's
this
what I want to know: is the women's national team finally going to make the same amount or more than the men's national team? Considering the women kicked butt and won the last World Cup, and the men can't even make it to the World Cup.
Well, so. The
very
problem
good point there.
That is a good point, but the problem is there is this sexist approach to looking at women athletes, and they don't get as much attention as men do, so the advertisers don't support those broadcasts to the extent that they do the men, and therefore there isn't as much money there to pay them.
I'm saying
that's
that
all.
Hopefully
nothing
they, but hopefully they finally
right?
have enough proof, because,
like
I mean,
yeah.
well, the Women's World Cup win
those
was,
ratings are huge.
Was one of the most watched. It was more watched than the Super Bowl. Like, it was so many people watched it, so I don't really know that that's an argument anymore.
Well, I was
that's what they've been saying, too, for a while.
Right, yeah. All right, let me get into the Did You Know or Do You Care department. When it comes to the balance of nature and how phytonutrients that are in vegetables, that are in fruits, need to get into your body to maintain your immune system, there is nothing on the market today, nothing that matches the balance of nature. Mother Nature. Mother Nature has been retained by modern science in the form of the fruits and veggies available in capsule form from Balance of Nature. There's no nutritional equivalent. These are servings of fruits and vegetables that you can have that are just pure fruits and vegetables. No synthetics, no additives, no fillers, none of that stuff. You get all of the fruits in the fruit capsule. You get all the vegetables in the vegetable capsule. We know you're not getting enough. That's an admission of guilt on all of our parts, because according to all of the people that study this sort of thing, we're supposed to have 9 to 11 servings of all of the fruits and vegetables that are important, and maybe different ones every day, but get them into your system so that you can enhance your immune system. And if you don't get it, you're going to have a weak immune system, and so the need for Balance of Nature becomes a priority for anybody that cares about his or her health, especially going into the season where more folks are affected, traveling, people sneeze in your face, all the things that happen, and then whether you ward off the attack on your body with a strong immune system or not, that becomes what is the concern of the Balance of Nature folks. If you go to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJV, you'll get a special discount and a free month supply of the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Use the code DJV. These capsules normally cost a couple of, what is it, I think 22 cents a piece? That's all. For you to protect your immune system? Oh, my God. This is fabulous stuff. The best overall health you can have will be enhanced by having that strong immune system that you didn't even know you really didn't have until you got sick. And then somebody looks at you, go to the doctor, and says, you got a weakened immune system. You ought to take this, that, or the other thing. All you got to take is, all you have to do is get into your body the source of nature's health, which are our own fruits and veggies. Non-GMO products grown and encapsulated in these wonderful little, it's the same size as your multivitamin capsule. That's all it is. Take, what is it, I keep getting reminded by Victoria, take 3 in the morning and 3 at night.
Or just, you know, read the bottle. Read the instructions.
Read the instructions. Find them now. Start with a free supply. Balanceofnature.com. Code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Focus on health and your well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here once again to look at and listen. Well, I guess we're looking into this in a manner of speaking. I always use the word look sort of advisedly because this is a radio program. Can't see very much, but you can hear. But there is need to understand what's going on from all points. And so we bring all points of medical interest into the fold here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has a number of things that he studied this week, as he usually does. Did you know that today was World Arthritis Day, Ken?
Now I do.
Yeah. It is a way people who are affected by arthritis, the pain, the inflammation of the joints, the idea of having World Arthritis Day is to remember and raise awareness of the condition and how it affects the lives of those who suffer from it. I never quite understood. Some people say I have a little arthritis in my back. Where does it come from, arthritis?
Well, there's two general types of arthritis, Doug. And arthritis occurs in between a joint where bones come together.
Yep.
And there's plenty of joints up and down our back. And the easiest one is to think of is the knee. And just out of wear and tear, the cartilage between the two bones wears out, and you get arthritis. You can also have inflammatory autoimmune arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, where the body's immune system, instead of protecting yourself from foreign bodies and germs, attacks for reasons we don't understand the joint, and it sees it as a foreign body. That's rheumatoid arthritis. But far and away, most common, and most people get it, is just wear and tear arthritis, osteoarthritis. And you do have some, you know, look at your joints. You can see as we get older some deformities in the joints. It's just wear and tear.
I think more often than not it shows up in your knuckles or in your hands.
Absolutely.
You can see little evidences of it. I apparently have some, I've torn my meniscus a little bit in one of my knees, and the physical therapist says that there's a little bit of arthritis in there. And then I ask about it, and arthritis seems to be almost the same compound as the bone. Right? Isn't that it sort of creates new bone, and that's where the what arthritis really is a not a growth, but a something that when it's worn, it sort of protects itself and builds up more of the substance of what really is the bone.
It does start to react to the wear and tear, the friction of bone on bone. That is correct.
Right. Okay. All right. So something to be aware of. A lot of people suffer from arthritis and look for relief in different ways, but you really can't do much about getting rid of it unless you have somebody go in there with a hammer and a chisel and chisel it away.
Lose weight and respect your joints.
There you go. Thank you. Not the kind of joints you can smoke. All right, Dr. Ken Kronaus, noted cardiologist. One of the things he has studied this week from one of the journals is what happens to your heart health when your marriage isn't going so well.
It will definitely have its ups and downs. This comes out of Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. Doug, married men who see their relationship with their spouse improve over the years may also experience positive changes in their health that can lower the risk of heart disease, improving relationships, so linked with lower levels of bad cholesterol, LDL, and relatively lower weight when compared to those in consistently good relationships. Deteriorating relationships, on the other hand, are linked with worsening blood pressure.
Really? Ah, okay. Let's talk about blood pressure, because these expressions, these notices, these events that we have together are sponsored by the folks who bring us Super Beats, which is all about producing nitric oxide. You've explained any number of times, but I wouldn't mind you spending a minute or two, or not a minute or two, literally, but some time on explaining why nitric oxide is so important to our body. I think you've said on a number of occasions it's the third most important gas in our body. Why is that?
Exactly. It is a gas, and it needs to be continuously made. It's a signaling molecule. It tells the body from head to toe how to work, and especially it tells blood vessels, the 60,000 miles of circulation you have in your body, when to relax, to let the red blood cells in. They carry oxygen, so the red blood cells first spray the circulation with nitric oxide, letting it in. And this is based on Nobel Prize-winning information from 1998. And if you don't continuously remake the nitric oxide, you get deficient. The Super Beats is a wonderful way to get a boost of nitric oxide, a wonderful way to replace those high caffeinated beverages when you're working out. Super Beats will let the oxygen, let the red blood cell get in, distribute oxygen throughout. Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right, Super Beats, 800-655-4183. You want to increase your body's nitric oxide level? 800-655-4183 for Super Beats with your first.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio 30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.